Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus Group podcast series. The Council on State Taxation is holding their 47th annual meeting this October in Las Vegas. The event will cover all areas of state and local taxes that business taxpayers are confronted with today. And Trish Hopper, Altus Group's Unclaimed Property Senior Director, is speaking at this year's annual meeting, and her panel will highlight what's new in unclaimed property. And today we're joined by Trish, who's going to shed some more light on what will be discussed during her panel. And Trish, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks, Matt.
Excellent. Well, let's jump right in. So let's start from the top. Tell us about the upcoming COST conference and Altus Group's role at the event.
Sure. So like you said, COST is the Council of State Taxation, and they're an organization really dedicated to educating companies on state and local tax matters. And they're really considered the premier organization for this in the country. And this annual event is going to be a great event for companies to participate in, where they can learn about different state and local tax matters. And as a bonus, they can learn about unclaimed property. So unclaimed property, it's not a state tax, but it is a compliance function. And we frequently see where companies and their tax departments are having to address unclaimed property on an annual basis. So we're very excited to be a sponsor of the COST conference and to be speaking on the topic of unclaimed property at the coming conference in October. I think it's going to be a great event for the companies that are attending.
That's great. And let's shift towards your presentation, which is titled Unclaimed Property, What's New? Tell us about that.
Sure. So every year the states are making changes in their unclaimed property laws, and companies need to be prepared to change their internal compliance procedures. They want to make sure that they're filing correctly each year in all the states that they need to be filing in. So those law changes are very important. We'll be discussing those at this presentation, but more significantly, we're going to be discussing all of the pending litigation over the past year. So some things that have closed, some things that are still pending, and we anticipate will greatly impact the industry over the next year or two. We have states that are suing each other. We have investors that are suing states, and we have a number of businesses that are suing states. And at the heart of all of this is Delaware. And so we've talked quite a bit about Delaware and their enforcement tactics when it comes to unclaimed property, and those enforcement techniques have really gotten them in trouble. And so just in June, we had an opinion issued in the case of Temple Inland versus Delaware, where the judge ruled that Delaware's audit procedures shocked the conscious and violated a company's, Temple Inland's, constitutional right to substantive due process. This was groundbreaking for the industry. And this was quite a brutal opinion for Delaware. It set precedence for holders, something they can really look to and guidance for what are their rights within an audit. What happened is the judge really criticized several actions taken by Delaware and their third-party audit firm, including the look-back period, which was 22 years, and the state of Delaware failed to notify companies that they should retain records for that 22-year period because they did not have an actual record retention requirement. The judge criticized the state's estimation methodology. So Delaware has always estimated liability for years where records don't exist, which you can imagine is significant in a 22-year look back. And so that estimation would be based on years where records do exist and the liability payable to all states, not just the liability payable to Delaware. And the judge criticized that that would potentially subject a company to the risk of multiple liability if another state were to come in and also estimate liability for the same years, same property types. So there previously was no apportionment for unclaimed property estimations, and I believe this opinion really opened up the door for that potential. We don't know if that will happen, but that door has definitely been opened. What the judge did not do in this opinion, though, is he did not issue a remedy for these actions, And he also didn't identify any single action as violating a company's right to due process. So it was the actions in combination. And that's really left everything sort of open-ended as what comes next. What's going to change? What isn't going to change? We know the state of Delaware has the right to estimate liability, so we know that won't change. We know the state of Delaware has the right to audit companies, and that's not going to change either. This is their third largest source of revenue. So we're anticipating that they're going to be looking for ways that they can change their current program to continue using it as a revenue source without violating due process. So what that's going to look like, it's a bit of a gray area right now. We've seen a lot of changes in the Delaware VDA program. So just this week, the Secretary of State issued a release that changes the look-back period for the voluntary disclosure program to 10 years plus dormancy. That's much more in alignment with other states, and also the most common record retention requirement in other states for unclaimed property is 10 years plus the dormancy period. So this really puts them in alignment with other states, reduces that look-back period. We don't know what the new reduced look-back period will be for audits, but we have seen with some of the audit matters I'm active on where the auditors are also reducing look-back periods on a case-by-case basis. They're revoking their request for research for statistical samples. It's really a fascinating time right now with so many layers of changes happening, and what we expect is so many layers of changes to come. So we'll be talking about this in great detail at the COST conference next month.
Wow, there's certainly a lot going on, Trish. So this might be a challenging question, but what should companies do to prepare themselves for all of these changes?
Sure, and that is a challenging question, right? The most important thing a company can do right now is make sure that they are in compliance. They need to have a thorough and robust compliance program, filing reports accurately on an annual basis with all states. So most companies don't realize they have this requirement to file in all states, especially in tax departments where, you know, a company may only have a presence in, let's say, 10 states, but they might have an unclaimed property filing requirement in all 50. They don't realize they need to file where they have employees, where they have vendors, where they have customers, anywhere that a company owes somebody money and that individual or business is located in that state, they now have a filing requirement in that state if they can't reunite the money with the owner. So this becomes a huge compliance burden for companies, but the risk associated with non-compliance is just too great to ignore. So companies really need to make sure they're in compliance and they stay in compliance every year, and that they're prepared to address when laws change and when the industry changes as a result of, you know, some still pending litigation out there.
That's perfect. And what a great way to end this podcast interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive interview with Trish Hopper, who's Altus Group's Unclaimed Property Senior Director, who's going to be speaking at the upcoming COST conference about what's new in unclaimed property. And there certainly is a lot that is new and a lot that she will be covering on that panel. And Trish, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thank you.